Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, April 19. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Electoral Commissioner wants Dominicans to protest against proposed amendments to the electoral laws. Popular Trinidadian soca star Ben Jai nursing a facial injuries after attack in Georgetown Sunday morning. And a former NFL footballer Aaron Hernandez reportedly committed suicide in his prison cell this morning. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and a Fast Cash.
It's a frame frenzy at Courts Optical. Get up to 70% off selected frames. Plus, visit Courts Optical today for your free eye examination. Get your frames now. It's a frame frenzy at Courts Optical. Courts Optical. Value you can see. Promotion valid until May 20th. Special conditions apply.
You don't have money, but you want to score.
You can't wait till month end to draw.
You have a little money, but you want more.
You need a loan, what you waiting for?
But I need to buy a weed for my head.
I use the money there to buy some bread.
I don't want food, I want the money instead.
Looks like you want to run me dread.
Faster, smarter, and better.
Go buy Fast Cash and get a loan.
Your man don't give you money, not to sweat, now.
Fast Cash right there to help you.
Visit our Rosa or Portsmouth locations or contact us at 448-3278.
Go by Fast Cash.
UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine questions the DLP's reasons for wanting to remain in power by any means necessary. Fontaine says the Prime Minister and others within the government have gained untold wealth in their positions over their years in office. He believes Prime Minister Skerrett and his cabinet colleagues hope to remain in power by any means necessary in order to cover up their mismanagement of the country's economy. Fontaine is calling on Dominicans to wake up and see the truth.
Why is this government so hell-bent on staying in power that they are prepared to change the laws of Dominica to guarantee their election victory? What is it they can? It's not because they're doing a magnificent job, because the economy, on any measure you can use, the economy is failing. Unemployment is rampant. Poverty is on the rise. So what it is that this government, the only solution, the only thing I can come to is that this government, they're doing that to protect themselves. And the question of helping to evade sanctions, the question of a prime minister making $9,000 now have wealth, untold wealth, and others in this Labour Party government who have enriched themselves, they want to protect that. And that is all that is. And they're prepared to go to those lengths. And Dominicans, you need to wake up. Ask yourselves a question.
Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astafan, is expressing concern over the way in which duties are assigned to some employees of the Dominica Social Security. Astafan claims to know of individuals who work for the government and who also work for the DSS, taking up multiple roles within the company as a means of increasing their income.
Okay, but there are other questions I have about the Social Security, insofar as its staff working in several departments and whether or not they're being paid, because I understand a Social Security staff who is working as a personal advisor to the Prime Minister or personal assistant to the Prime Minister and also managing director of one of the statutory organizations. It is raising some serious concerns as to whether or not this person is doing several jobs and being paid for it, and you have now other persons looking for jobs in Dominica. Why is only, you know, so there's some serious issues that the Social Security, when you're using money in trust, you are more accountable than a politician who is working for government. While both has to be accountable, but, you know, they have to account for the assets for the people. Dominicans have invested money in Social Security, so when they are sick or retired, that they will be somehow benefit, okay, from a salary or some form of income.
Rosa North MP Danny Lugay says government has not paid salaries of some UWP MP secretaries. He laments that the government continues to grant funds to every village while their monthly duties are abandoned. Lugay says he believes the money has been exhausted and therefore the government is unable to meet its obligations.
And while Skerrett and company all over the island giving out checks of $300,000 plus, right, that the office where I rent, the owners of the office cannot get their money, nor have my secretary have been paid, the secretary for the office of the Rosenau Fund. It's a monthly obligation. All parliament are supposed to have a secretary who is paid by the government. I'm saying that I know at least three PAL reps to the treasury to find out what's going on. I was sent from one person to the next, and I was told that the person who's supposed to sign the document, they said it was approved, is overseas. I think that is a big cocoa macaco giving people the run around. Money seems to be drying up, and the government doesn't seem to be able to pay all the offices and the secretaries. And it seems that the opposition parliamentarians seem to be one suffering the most. The owners of the building are clamoring for their money. The secretary haven't been paid. I find that ridiculous if all those checks are going around. I know of two other PAL reps whose secretaries haven't been paid to date.
Member of the Electoral Commission, Wayne James, has reiterated his call for the resignation of attorney Alec Lawrence from the commission. According to James, Lawrence is showing biasness in favor of requests from the DLP government in handling related state affairs. James has said in a recent meeting, Lawrence openly and arrogantly ignored Dominica's constitution during discussions of electoral reform with an elite team of experts from the Commonwealth Secretariat. James believes this is a clear indication that Lawrence has lost track of what it means to be an independent Electoral Commission member.
It seems that he is not interested in doing the work on behalf of the people of Dominica. He is an agent of the government of Dominica. We saw that very early in his entrance. We can go back to the email that he sent just before he attended his very first meeting at the Electoral Commission, reporting to Roosevelt Skerritt and to Tony as the fans and likes. So we understood from then there was a reason why he was there. But, you know, it went further than that. At that meeting, in front of these well-informed individuals, because we had four individuals there, one legal expert, a technical expert, and two others from the political desk and so. And it was very clear that the agenda of Mr. Lawrence was one as an agent of the government and not as a member of the Electoral Commission. I have already made it very clear on public record asking for the resignation of Alec Lawrence from the Electoral Commission. I'm going to make that call this afternoon again, and I'm calling on my fellow colleagues, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Gerard Burton. Sir, hope you get well soon. Mr. Kondwani Williams, Mr. Hilary Schlinford, I'm calling on you all to join me in asking for Mr. Alec Lawrence's resignation as of yesterday from the Electoral Commission.
Meanwhile, Electoral Officer Hilary Schlinford is encouraging the general public to protest against the government's proposed legislation, which seeks to amend the current process of conducting elections in Dominica. According to Schlinford, the current legislation being rushed to Parliament attempts to legalize cheating and bribery, allowing any political party with the largest campaigning budget to buy voters and win the election.
So if Dominicans want to stay like Kunumunu or Muto Batali because they're getting a little pin-up today and allow their country to go down the drain and they have to live like beggars, their children have to go and beg, they don't know where the next meal coming from. And if they want to sit there when we call them out, and I will be on radio. I can tell you, if whatever Alec and the administration and Burton and Kondwani, the people who are fighting Wayne and I at the commission, if they allow it to happen, if it happen to go through, I will be the first one calling on Dominicans to come out. And if they don't come out, I can tell you, Thompson, you will never hear my voice on a radio program again, because that cannot be allowed. So who have the most money can just go and buy the election on election day, and there'll be no crime committed. Dominicans just open their eyes, they're just sitting at their home and saying they support this and they support that, calling Q95 and doing nothing. Nobody is too old or too young or too weak to come out to fight for their country. Because if you let your country go, where will you be? It will soon become, like, almost in a different way, we'll be like Syria and the others if we allow our country to go down. So I don't mind being the one to lead that call when the time is right. If we sit there, because the police should not support legitimization of bribery. They should not support the legitimization of corruption. And this time around, I'm sure the police will be on our side. The police will be on our side supporting us against the state. against the corrupt regime. So we should have no fear this time around. This will not be a political move. It will be a move to protect the democracy of our country. And that's my contribution.
And a consultant psychiatrist to Dr. Griffin Benjamin believes depression should be regarded as a real disease that requires public intervention. The Minister of Health on Tuesday hosted a consultation on mental health where depression was highlighted. Dr. Benjamin says it is costing the state a lot of money to treat diseases such as depression. He was speaking on state-owned radio on Tuesday.
The Minister of Health has been campaigning around the island on the radio and for schools and at the college we have been there to talk about depression, to let people know that it is a real disease that's affecting so many of our brothers and sisters, and it requires some form of public intervention, some form of mass support for us to be able to manage the issues of depression, the impact of depression on society. European studies indicate that for a disease like depression, which has become a leading cause of disability worldwide, in other words, it's a leading burden. In every dollar that a state spends on diseases, depression seems to be taking the biggest chunk of that as an individual disorder. These diseases, and I'm talking about depression today, is very expensive to treat. It costing the state a lot of money to treat these disorders, but it's not the medication the state buys that is expensive. Is the loss of the energy and the drive, the motivation, and the ability to either work and support your family, or worse than that, to stay in your family, because diseases like that cause breakup of marriages, mm-hmm. breakup of family, loss of friends, and just loss of functionality on a whole.
The consultation was held in partnership with Jolly's Pharmacy, and Jolly's public relations officer Carlton Lando says there is need for greater sensitization on depression in Dominica.
And we've seen the need for much more education as it relates to mental health disorders and conditions, merely because, as Dr. Benjamin said in another show, that mental health affects everyone at some point in their life. And it is certainly not a laughing matter. As many people sometimes make jokes about, you know, people who are mentally ill or people who are not feeling too well, emotionally, people tend to kind of mock them and look at it almost like a joking matter. But it certainly isn't. And many times we wait when we hear the dreadful news that someone has committed suicide for everybody to be saying, alas, oh, I wish that he had spoken to me or she had spoken to me. And as a pharmacy, we are in the business of treating people of various types of diseases and conditions, and mental health matters are part of that. And we recognize the need that, you know, if we lose our minds, then we lose our human resource, then we lose our capabilities, then we lose our productivity. And so as a company, we recognize the need to partner with the Ministry of Health and the psychiatric unit to really, really give sensitization.
In other news this afternoon, a popular Trinidadian soca star, Ben Jai, is nursing serious injuries to his face after he was attacked outside the Palm Court Night Sport in Georgetown early Sunday morning by one of the club's regular patrons. According to eyewitnesses, Ben Jai had already wrapped up his headlining performance at a Pulse Entertainment soca-themed party and was leaving the night spot when the incident occurred. The soca star, known for hits like Wine to the Side and Phenomenal, was outside the club chatting with a group of fans when the driver of a car was about to reverse into them. Reports state that one of the persons in the group with Ben Jai knocked on the trunk of the car to alert the driver that he was coming too close to them, and that was when all hell broke loose. And a former NFL footballer, Aaron Hernandez, was found dead in his prison cell in Massachusetts this morning, according to prison officials. Hernandez hanged himself at the Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center and was pronounced dead later at a hospital. The former New England Patriots tight end, 27, was serving a life sentence for killing a man who was dating his fiancée's sister. Last week, he was acquitted of a drive-by double murder. Prosecutors said this began over an argument about a spilled drink. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Electoral Commissioner wants Dominicans to protest against proposed amendments to the electoral laws. Popular Trinidadian soca star Benjai nursing facial injuries after attack in Georgetown on Sunday morning. And a former NFL footballer, Aaron Hernandez, reportedly committed suicide in his prison cell this morning. The news has brought you compliments, Fast Cash, and Courts Dominica Limited. I am Kimberly Benjamin.